Cape Talk.
WhatsApp 072-567-1567.
For the next couple of minutes, though, we're going to talk to you about the car. You can put the plants in to drive them home after you've spent all that money at Superplants. Ernest Page is on the line from the Performance with Page, very successful motoring-themed YouTube channel and Facebook page. And Ernest, it's always great to have you with us to tackle our listeners' questions. Welcome.
Fantastic to be here. And indeed, the car we're going to be talking about, absolute versatility is what you're after. And we all know South Africans love a bucky, so I'd love to talk about buckies as well.
They love a bucky, but sure, do we love spending nearly $1 million on a bucky, Ernest?
We might not have a choice soon if we want a brand new top-spec bucky. And this is I've been thinking about this a lot. There's so many positives about the Amarok. It really is a fantastic piece of equipment. A lot of time and development has gone into it. But yes, I think that's one of the big concerns, is that the escalation of car prices. You know, I'm actually looking at the prices of cars. Somebody asked me for a car around the million mark, and then I end up recommending one for 1.1 million or 1.2 million because they're just so expensive.
Yeah. I mean, look, this is one of the most anticipated cars of the year, as you've mentioned, mm-hmm. Ernest. So if anybody is willing to spend on a big bucky, this is going to be certainly one of the ones they'll consider. I mean, you have mentioned the new Amarok before. The difference is now it's finally available to buy. It has officially been launched.
Yeah, well, it's not actually officially launched. Oh. All that happened was that we all were able to drive it in South Africa. So the official reviews are out today. The embargo on our driving impressions has been lifted. So officially the pricing has not been released yet. So we still have to wait for that. But the embargo on our driving impressions has been released. So this is kind of a world exclusive at the moment, is what does the Amarok drive like? Mm. And that's kind of what I'm here to report at the moment.
So tell us, what does the Amarok drive like?
So we've gone from, you know, the Hilux Bucky that your uncle had in the 80s, where it was the farm vehicle. Mm. It was, you know, we went to an event with Cars of Tierra Dere a couple of years ago, and we did testing with Buckys through off-road today. And there was this old Toyota Hilux Bucky parked on the side, and that Bucky's job was to tow out the other Buckys that got stuck. Mm-hmm. And since those years, Buckys have moved on to become leisurely activity vehicles, like taking your plants from the orchard, you know, from the garden, transporting your plants to the garden, or transporting your bicycle, going hiking, camping, etc. So the leisure bucky market has expanded a lot. And VW has decided, you know what, we've got a workhorse in this range, but we're going to focus on making the most luxurious, the most comfortable bucky that you can buy in South Africa. And that's basically what they've done. Because it's based on the Ford, which is also incidentally being launched this week, and we do have pricing on that, we can talk about that in another show, but the Ford has been launched. And I think the Ford, although based on the same vehicle, is more utilitarian with obviously those luxury appointments as well. But the Amarok, they've positioned themselves to be the best, most luxurious bucky that you can buy, with incredible tech and spec inside. And it's now more than ever, it feels like a car inside, with the same abilities of that 1980s bucky as well, because we've got technology on our side now.
Yeah. Okay, so a really incredible drive experience in terms of comfort and technology. What about in terms of power and speed and toughness that you need from a bucky?
Well, that's exactly it. They've now reinforced a lot of the vehicle. It's much, much bigger than before. It's got a very powerful 184 kilowatt engine. It's slightly less powerful than before, incidentally, but you wouldn't notice it while you're driving it. It has more torque than before, 600 newton meters of torque, which is more torque than you're ever going to need. And it now comes with Ford's gearbox, which is the 10-speed gearbox. I do miss the 6-speed DSG gearbox a little bit of the older, but I think the 10-speed gearbox suits that bucky very nicely. And at the back as well, they've actually made the back practical and big enough so you can fit a full-size European pallet in the back there. So you really can load a pallet full of plants and stick it on the back of that bucky.
Okay, so we better tell tomorrow's winner to get their hands on one. Speaking of which, though, can you load the kids in the back as well? Is it a single cab, a double cab, or both?
Double cab, yes. And there is going to be entry-level models available as well. Yeah. But I specifically drove the double cab, and it's very, very car-like. What that means is that on a normal bucky with a ladder frame chassis, when you go over bumps, they sometimes sort of jig side to side a little bit. What VW have done is they've gotten rid of that completely. And you have, in my opinion, and I hate using hyperbole for these type of things, but I think You know, I'm going to say this is the most comfortable Bucky I've ever driven. It is incredibly smooth to drive. And I think for that executive that occasionally goes to go buy those plants, to go hiking, this is the car that we're going to be seeing them driving around in. But they better make sure they get those bonuses ready for next year.
Okay, so how much of the bonus is it going to take? I'm not kidding. It is over $1 million for the top spec. What's the entry level going to be?
I think we're probably looking at about, I would say, between 800 and just over $1 million, I would say. Again, those are projections at this stage. Please don't quote me on that, but that's what we're looking at. Maybe 700 to 1.1, but we're going to have to wait and see. I do think that those that are VW loyal, this will be the Bucky. And I asked the question, like, why would you pay extra over this over another vehicle? And I think the answer that we're coming to is that someone that is in the VW ecosystem that specifically wants a VW is going to enjoy this vehicle and maybe is willing to pay that extra premium.
Okay, thank you so much. Lucky you to have had one of the first drives in the country, Ernest. So that's the
in
new...
In the world.
In the world, no less. Yeah. Okay. The 2023 VW Amarok will remind you of all of its glories when it is actually ready to launch to market for you to buy. We go from a brand new, not even here yet vehicle to a very old vehicle. We've got a caller on the line, Kevin in Plumstead, who wants to ask a question about, I believe it's a 1980 Ford Escort. Kevin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I've had the car for 40 years. I bought it in 1982.
Yeah.
And it's classified as a gear in the UK in the logs. It's got the wooden, original wooden dash. It's got the rubber overriders, the plastic on the bumpers. It's and I just would like to sell this car to a collector, but I'm trying to find out what system I must go to get a collector. I don't particularly want to sell it to somebody that's just going to bend it around the pole. It's 95% original. I've tried to keep this thing as original as possible for the last 40 years.
Amazing. Ernest, any suggestions on where Kevin can start?
I would say, Kevin, said, drop me a message on Facebook. You can message me at Performance Page. You can check out my page. I'll put you in touch with some people that I've chatted to. I don't know offhand who we can talk to, but we've got a couple of people that we can chat to, specifically the guys at Sentimental Cars that's here today. They deal with these types of things because you've got something very special there, and I agree. As much as I'd hate to see it leave the country, I think you might have a couple of offers from the UK for that car.
Yeah, I know the UK. I know there's quite a big demand in the UK for them. Yeah, and this is basically a rust-free vehicle, and very that is quite straight. And I brought the car down the side, and it was a little bit of strain, but there's no body fill or anything like that. But mechanically, it's got a new steering rack. I've had the brake system overall. It's now unleaded. I've had the cylinder head done. So basically, it's just a get-in and go car.
And Kevin, have you thought of potentially auctioning the car?
I've never thought about that.
That might be an option. I think that might be something we can look at. But let's chat. We can chat offline and then take it from there.
Okay,
thanks so much.
Kevin, thanks. So I'm putting you back to Rafiq, who is just going to take your details and explain to you how we can connect you with Ernest directly. I mean, Ernest, it sounds like Kevin has kept that car wrapped in cotton wool and in a temperature-controlled environment. I mean, it's clearly his motoring baby.
Yeah, if you put that car for sale, I promise you will get a lot of offers for that car. It is so sought after at the moment and one's in good condition. I was just talking to my friend Emil about that this week. You've got two, and to get one in good condition that's rust-free is almost impossible in Cape Town at the moment. Yeah. So well done to Kevin, yeah.
Okay, just shows it can be done if you put in the effort to look after a car. It's a really interesting note. Kevin, okay, I hope we'll connect you with a potential buyer or at least set you on the road to finding one. And if anybody listening is going, me, I want to be that buyer, you know where to find me. Drop me an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za and I'll connect you with Kevin and Ernest to take it further. Ernest, we haven't got time to talk in any length at all, but I think we must at least mention and celebrate the fact that the 2 millionth VW Polo rolled off the production line yesterday at Kerikeri. That really is a milestone.
And it's great for the economy as well. I was chatting to Crystal from VW Commercial, and their joint venture with Ford now, you know, this is literally increasing the GDP of the country. I love what VW is doing. They're making a difference out there, creating jobs and contributing to an economy that needs it. So just for the time that we have, an applause to VW for that one.
Absolutely. And applause to you for the hard work you put in every week. Ernest, thank you so much. We'll chat again next week, Wednesday.
Appreciate you, Pippa. Cheers.
You too. Ernest Page, drive safely out there, please. Performance with Page is the name of his Facebook page and his YouTube channel. You'll also catch him from time to time on Ignition TV. Look for channel 189 on DSTV.